Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
This is Faith Under Fire. Each Thursday on Family Life, we give voice to religious battlegrounds in this nation. I'm your host, Tracy Lynn. With us today, Pastor Kevin Petsky. He serves as a Christian school administrator and lead pastor at First Bible Baptist Church in Hilton, New York. You and others are standing up, making people aware of six bills in Albany right now that threaten basic rights of parents in New York State. Would you tell us a little bit about why you've gotten involved?
My wife and I, we have three little girls, and we believe it is our right to choose for them medically and educationally. We take our children in for their annual checkup with their pediatrician, and we have very real conversations, and the pediatrician gives us what she believes would be the best course for our daughter. Then we're able to have conversations and make those medical decisions according to the pediatrician and our own research and what we believe to be best for our family. These bills that come through essentially erase our ability to do that, and the medical doctor at that point is able to vaccinate and medicate at their own discretion without our knowledge or without our consent, which is really a very disturbing thought since these are our children. I want you as a mom to be able to choose for your own children to vaccinate, or you as a mom to say, we don't want to vaccinate.
Yeah, absolutely. And some of those bills, one of them would require children to receive a flu shot in order to attend a daycare between birth to 18 years old. So that's one of the more, shall we say, calm legislative measures. And then some of the other ones that are getting lots of people's attention are the comprehensive sex education from kindergarten through 12. It would require kids in kindergarten to have sexual education standards.
Yeah. Crazy. Again, I do have a daughter that's in kindergarten right now. And of course, as I'm sure most parents do, we teach her good hygiene and cleanliness. And that's just about all she needs at this age. And really, it's our job to protect our children and keep their hearts and bodies pure and safe. What this comprehensive sex education does is it begins to indoctrinate and open them up to some very disturbing and mature content that at some point in their life becomes a beautiful thing for them and fantastic. And we're not obviously against sex or even sex education in its right place, but in kindergarten, boy, that just seems really, really off course.
Most of us would agree that we wouldn't feel comfortable talking about sex to a 4 to 6 year old. Not that mom and dad, as the kids get older, to talk about basic things such as, you know, naming body parts, the correct name, those kind of things. But it's refreshing to know that you and Democratic Rochester Mayor Lovely Warren have teamed up. You have very different backgrounds, but you're unified on this issue all about keeping kids safe.
Yeah. The issue is not a political issue. It's a parental issue. And that's my message just over and over. So when I went to City Hall to talk to Lovely Warren, the mayor, we simply had a conversation as a dad to a mom who love our daughter. She has a 9-year-old daughter. I have a 9-year-old daughter. And we both love our children, and we want what's best for our children. Every one of us want to be able to make these decisions. And right now, we currently can. HPV is a vaccination that our doctors offer us, and people have the ability to make this decision. So this is not something new that's coming. This is something that's already there. And many people choose to have their children vaccinated with HPV, and that's certainly up to them. What's disturbing is that that's being removed. And as the mayor has stated and come out, she's opposed to that. And almost every parent that I've talked to is opposed to that as well.
Kevin, would you be willing to share what you know about the HPV vaccine?
All I know is that it's something that you can only get through intimate sexual contact. So to require our children to be vaccinated against something that cannot happen during school hours is, again, quite disturbing and confusing from a parental standpoint. There's no herd immunity that you get from this, or any sort of benefit that maybe you would get with measles or mumps or rubella, those types of things.
I see that the measure in the Assembly is called A973A, and in the Senate it's 3899A, and that's the one that would allow healthcare practitioners to administer all STD vaccines to minors at the age of 9. Without parental consent or knowledge. I just feel like it's almost a push to gear kids to not think, but just to act. 9 years old.
Yeah. Tracy. I do think there are tragedies that happen within our society, unfortunately, that allows children to become sexually active at very young ages. And sometimes those children are seeking sexual advancement because of the surroundings they're in, and sometimes they're being preyed upon. Mm-hmm. In either of those situations, though, a 9-year-old should not be given over to the state to make medical decisions. A 9-year-old should find help in the arms of their parents, their mom or their dad. Essentially, these bills that you just specifically listed allow them to circumvent their parents. And I get it, some kids would be embarrassed, they'd be ashamed, and so instead of allowing an STD to continue to fester in their bodies, they're allowed to deal with it without parental consent, which sounds right, but essentially, you've just removed the one thing they really need, which is the love and the care and the guidance of their parents at this moment, and instead you've placed that in the hands of a school nurse or a doctor who's just going to give them a shot and tell them not to do it again or whatever it is they're going to say, and they really need somebody to help them and encourage them and come alongside them. And in some cases, call the police, right? I mean, if a 9-year-old or a 10-year-old is involved in sexual acts that has caused an STD, it's really not the health department we should be calling. It's the police department we should be calling.
Yeah, Kevin, there is hope, and there's a group that's very proactive.
I think sometimes we forget that these elected officials live in some of the same communities that we do, and they can be touched by the same emotions and reason that we have. In the Rochester area, there's a group called Take Action Rochester. We also have another website that's called NewYorkParentsForChoice.org that has good information on it. Many churches are starting to host meetings and allow parents to become educated about this. And then in turn, those parents are going to school board meetings and talking to school districts. So there's a lot of hope. Our greatest hope is in God. And I believe that if the people of God would pray, that we would see the hearts of our politicians moved, and God can do a tremendous work in and through all of us.
That's First Bible Baptist Church Pastor Kevin Petsky. I'm Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.